people who leave the microwave a mess, who let their food spill over and don't wipe it up. The second one is when the elevator door opens and people jump in. Hello, don't you think somebody wants to get off first?
My biggest pet peeve at work is people who mumble in meetings. If you got something to say, speak up, be concise, and be done.
I feel like I'm being held hostage when people stop in to talk for 10, 15 minutes, and I'm trying to get work done.
When someone rocks the vending machine to get their item, the rocking back and forth drives me crazy.
Co-workers who wear so much perfume or cologne that it smells like they've marinated in it.
When a co-worker comes in and uncomfortably places his hand on your shoulder or hovers over you to talk to you about something, can't you stand like maybe, you know, like arm's length distance?
Yikes! My biggest pet peeves are women who wear beach flip-flops in the workplace. It's inappropriate, it makes them look trashy, and I hate the sound that it makes as they walk down the hallway. Flip-flop, 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 flip-flop. Put on a pair of loafers.
The gossipers and the ones that think that they know everything in life, but know nothing.
People that throw other people under the bus just so they'll look better to the boss.
People that really, 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 really need to blow their nose. They have a very wet sinus, and they keep trying to sniff it back into their head instead of blowing their nose. That's my pet peeve.
My pet peeve at the office place is a frequent coffee drinker who refuses to make a new pot after taking the last cup.
Co-workers that have on their own music and proceed to sing along. They sing very loudly and they want to make sure that everybody in the office can hear them.
You're probably not going to believe this, but I had a co-worker that used to cut her nails in the cubicle next to me. I didn't even want to look to see which ones, and it drove me nuts.
Those people that have to have the phone conversation in the bathroom.
When something is awesome, he sings it like, awesome, in a high, nasally, pitched, whiny type of voice. So that is very, very annoying.